a recovery program that helps parents with substance use disorders get treated in the home, is expanding to 500 new families in Connecticut. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports that the state-run family-based recovery program is the first in the nation to use more than $11 million in private funding.
The program will expand from helping parents with kids younger than 3 years old to helping parents with kids younger than six. Rafael Lopez is commissioner for the U.S. Administration on Children, Youth, and Families. Speaking after a roundtable with the program participants in Middletown on Wednesday, he says the private funding for this expansion is a national pioneer.
Specifically using a pay-for-success model for substance use disorder prevention is what's so unique about it here in Connecticut. And what the program is trying to do is invest in families who are struggling with substance use disorders so that, one, they get clean and sober, two, their families are healthy, and three, that their children remain with them in the home and are not removed into the child welfare or the foster care system.
Erin is one of several moms who participated in the program. She asked to be identified by her first name. She told Lopez, state officials, and private investors that she's no longer afraid of the Department of Children and Families. That's the department that runs the foster care system.
They are not people that want to take your children. They want to keep children in the homes. That's where they belong, you know. But if, unfortunately, I was not able to get better, then, you know, things would have been different. But, you know, my experience with DCF is that they helped me stay with my son.
Erin says she looked forward to the family-based recovery program, bringing its team of counselors and social workers to the home several times a week. She says she learned recovery and parenting skills. Karen Hansen at Yale Medicine started the program in Connecticut nearly 10 years ago. Hansen says it's helped more than 1,000 families, and she looks forward to helping 500 more.
They will be able to recover from substance use while parenting. And it needs to happen in the home because there's so many barriers to getting into treatment programs, not only transportation, but child care. And so we bring it into their home and focus on them as individuals.
DCF says the program has helped keep children out of foster care and has helped parents reduce substance use so families can stay together. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.